My daughter's always giving me skin products to try, and I always use them for a few days, and then I just get bored and stop. But since I started using OneSkin, and that's today's sponsor, I've been using it twice a day without fail, and I'm not kidding. I've been using it around my eyes and on my face, and within a week, I'm already seeing differences. It's easy to use, and my skin really feels soft, and I think it looks healthier. I'm sure you know this already, but stress, hormone fluctuations, and a lack of sleep can affect your skin. From dry skin to dark spots and acne, your complexion may not be where it used to be, and that's totally normal. However, OneSkin can really help. I like this company. It's an all-women team of scientists, and they've developed a peptide called OS1, and it improves the health of your skin basically from inside out. In other words, it gets to the root of the problem. And as a physician, it's important to me that the benefits have been backed by studies. Now, for the first time, I'm recommending a skincare product to my daughter. So you can get started today with 15% off using the code TODDLERS at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with the code TODDLERS. Now, after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. So please let them know that Toddlers Made Easy referred you to them, as that's one way of supporting the show. I decided to promote the podcast, A Place of Yes, because it's about parents, or I should say heroes, with medically fragile children. After the sudden and unexpected loss of their son, Jake, this amazing family started a nonprofit organization called Jake's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children, raising more than $1 million. And this podcast is an intimate glimpse into the lives of parents and the children who receive support from this organization. This podcast is about learning to cope with grief and how to be there for a grieving person. This isn't something we often talk about, but it's an enormously important topic that deserves our attention, even though it's hard. So please listen to A Place of Yes wherever you listen to podcasts. Welcome to Toddlers Made Easy, where there's no fluff, just practical, research-based, 15 minutes or less parenting strategies. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Dr. Catherine, a pediatrician with more than 33 years of experience. I'm the author of 2 parenting books, the founder of Healthiest Baby, and the mother of 4 amazing adult kids, and let's not forget Smudge, my great big golden doodle. Welcome back to another episode of Toddlers Made Easy. This is the place where we make sense of all those crazy, awesome, and sometimes really weird things toddlers do. Today we're going to chat about those times when your little one's stories don't exactly match up with reality. Some might call it lying, but we're going to dig a little deeper than that. Now, lies in general sneak in around the age of 3 and often edging a little closer to 4. The younger the toddler, typically the crazier the fib. Now, when a toddler lies, it's important to remember it's not a personal attack or a sign of a bad kid. It's just a typical twist in a toddler's developmental journey. Don't take it to heart. It's simply part of growing up. So picture this. Your 3-year-old, Mark, comes running into the kitchen screaming, "Mom, Mom, it was Smudge. He took Jenna's doll, not me. I didn't take it." Well, you know Smudge if the family dog is upstairs napping quietly. So let's start off by looking at why do toddlers lie? First of all, with a toddler, fantasy versus reality gets a little blurred. Toddlers live in this unique world where what's real and what's make-believe often blur together. So when they tell tall tales, it's not about them trying to fool you. It's just their big imagination at work. Now, wishful thinking also plays an important role in lying. Toddlers will often want something so badly that reality versus wishful thinking gets confused. For instance, a little guy might say, "Daddy said I could have birthday cake for breakfast." Well, Dad never said that whatsoever. Another reason kids lie is because they may be too young to really know that it is right to tell the truth and wrong to lie. This is something they learn with time.
And lastly, the reason younger kids lie versus older kids are often different, and older kids will often lie to avoid a problem. So let's look at a few ways of responding to lies that'll help you encourage honesty down the road and spare your child's self-esteem right now. Remember, we're talking about toddlers here. How you would handle things for an older child would be different. So first off, remembering the innocence behind a toddler's lie is crucial, because when you see things differently, you feel them differently. And by feeling them differently, it allows you to respond in more compassionate, understanding ways that encourage your child to tell the truth down the road and protects their self-esteem and also fosters a stronger connection with you. So let's get back to Mark and Jenna and the big lie and consider how to respond in positive and informed ways. So the goal in dealing with Mark's lie is to avoid responses that instill shame or fear or embarrassment. Empathize with your toddler. Say something like, "Oh, sometimes I feel bad about something I did. It's not a good feeling, is it?" Or alternatively, you could say something like, "Oh, there's times I wish I hadn't done," and then you can name whatever, X, Y, or Z. "That can feel really tough." Here's another common situation. Your child swears they wash their hands, yet the soap is perfectly dry. So instead of becoming upset or accusing your child of lying or using logic to show how they lied, instead I would respond gently with, "Oh, you wish you didn't have to wash your hands, right? I get it. But hey, there's still dirt on your hands. Let's clean them together." When you put on your big-hearted lens and reframe lying as wishful thinking, you stop being angry and you become a guide, helping your child to feel safe and learn the importance of honesty. Another priority in managing lying is to be a good example. We all know our kids watch everything we do, and that's why it's crucial for us to be honest too. For example, if you tell a small fib like pretending to love a gift from grandma, explain to your child later why you told a white lie. You might say, "I told grandma I liked the gift because it makes her happy," but we should always try to tell the truth. Now, let's not forget about giving a big high five to honesty. If your toddler confesses to a mistake, thank them for telling the truth, even though it might be really tough, like if your child spills milk all over the floor. Try saying something like, "Thank you for telling me the truth. Let's clean it up together." Lastly, what should we avoid doing? Well, we definitely want to avoid labeling a child as a liar or making scary threats. Toddlers are still figuring things out and they need our generosity. Also, don't drill your child to try and make the point that they lied or to make them admit that they lied. Just think longer term. Avoid lectures, punishing, or getting angry, as this does not encourage honesty. Instead, remember toddlers have wild imaginations, so what might sound like a tall tale could just be them playing make-believe, which is a really important part of their development. As your kid gets older, the reasons for telling tales might change. Maybe they're trying to be more independent or avoid getting into trouble. As they grow, we adjust how we talk about honesty, but for today, we're focusing on our imaginative little toddlers. So let's quickly rehash. In this mixed-up magical world where your toddler's dreams and reality blur together, what we might think of as lying is often just wishful thinking, which is part of their growing brains at work. As parents, we've got to handle these moments with a lot of understanding, a big heart, and clear guidance. So here's to helping our kids learn about honesty while celebrating their creativity. As we sign off, I just want to remind you to check the show notes. You'll find some cool freebies and online courses that will make parenting easier. Are you struggling with your little one's tantrums or pushback or stubbornness? Well, our best-selling course, Toddlers Made Easy, is just what you need to manage these hiccups with a big-hearted and calm approach. And these are strategies that actually work. Let's say you're dreading potty training or your child refuses to even sit on the potty. Relax. Potty Training Made Easy is your laid-back, loving guide designed specifically for parents who already have too much on their plate. Parenting doesn't have to be so tough. We can tackle this together. Remember, you're an awesome, big-hearted parent already, and happy parenting. We'll see you next week.